Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. It's another glorious day, my tea sippers, and you know what time it is. I hope you have all of your comfort together because it's time to dish the tea. And your dish the darlings. Ha! With Big Mooch.
Thank you.
United States of America and across the globe. Hello to all of my friends over there in Germany and Italy and France and the Caribbean Islands and Ankara, Turkey and Beijing, China. And we just had some new ones. We got somebody over in South Africa, I forgot where, but over there in South Africa who are now listening in to the show. Thank you for your love, your kindness, and your support, my darlings. It's another glorious day, my tea sippers, and you know what time we have, darlings. So I know you have all of your comments together because it's time to dish tea. And you're dishing tea, darlings, with Big Meech. What's going on, babies? It's been a while since we've been together. And you guys know that I'm in school and carrying on. And sometimes my school schedule has not been affording me enough time to come on the air with you like I would like. So we've been getting back together and carrying on. As you see, this is our first day being back on our regular time at Wednesdays, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So I'm very excited, and I'm very winded right about now. So if y'all hear me wheezing, honey, I'm finna go take my inhaler and get it together because I'm running around and carrying on. Plus, you know, that's a sign that I probably need to take off a couple of pounds. I'm looking in the mirror, and I think I'm going to put on maybe about 10 or 20, I think. But whatever I put on, I'm going to take it right back off, honey, because my breathing is not sufficient for me anymore. You know what I'm saying? So having said all that, maybe if I put it on the air, I would get my ass up and do something about it. You see what I'm saying? So be that as it may. But, honey, today is going to be a one coming on who is new. Well, not necessarily new, but he's forging his way into the hip-hop scene. And we're going to make sure that you guys love him as well as I do. So before we get into that, if you want to do chime in on everything, honey, the number to call is 347-205-9183. That's 347-205-9183. Once you call in, if you have something to say, press the number 1. Just hit it one time. You will hear the to say you are now in the host queue. When you hear that, that says that I'm here and you're here and I will bring you in at the appropriate time. Okay, wait a minute. Hold on. I got to take this damn inhaler. Oh, that's better. A bitch can breathe, honey. Ooh. If you're listening by computer, wait a minute. I got to put the tea room in. And let you guys come on up in there. So that way, if you don't want to call in, you can monitor yourselves or at least check the conversation there. And the tea room is now open. So if you're coming into the tea room, honey, please be mindful that it's okay to disagree. Just don't be disagreeable, okay? So, you know, sometimes when we get up in here, we get to writing and things of that nature. And oftentimes, you think somebody may be trying to come out of a bag on you, honey, and that's not necessarily true. It's just that you're reading in a certain way, and sometimes it may hit you in a certain way, and you may think one way, and it's not. So just dish your tea over in here responsibly for me, please, okay? That there would be just the everything, the be-all, end-all, all right? So let's see. If you're coming down here in Pride for NASCAR, for Skate-a-thon, for the Alabama versus, is it Florida versus Georgia, whichever football game was going on here in Atlanta. Let's see, something else is going on. Oh, Dragon Con. We also, Anthony Hamilton is in concert this weekend, and KC and JoJo, it's a whole Summer Soul series. Honey, Atlanta is going to be on the lock this Labor Day weekend. So, honey, I'm asking you, if you're coming down here to the ATL, honey, come down here, be responsible. I know you want to let loose and everything and let your hair down, get lit, turn it up and all that. But, honey, don't turn it all the way up. Just turn it up so you can have some fun, but don't be trying to burn nothing and set shit on fire. Okay, because folks do live here. So, yeah, come on down here and have a good time. And please, 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 please be mindful that everything, honey, is we in some drastic times right about now. So you want to come down here to let off some steam and to, you know, remove the angst that we have in this country. Before we go any further, I want to send out my condolences to the people that we lost during these times over here in Houston. I'm sending out my praise reports. I don't pray anymore. I just send up praise reports because when praises go up is when blessings come down. So it is my praise report that Houston and all of those people who are stranded and have, you know, are right now destitute, that we have enough resources and things that's going to help take care of everything that we need so that we can get those people on their feet. And while we're doing that, we've also got to look at New Orleans because the storm and stuff is coming back towards New Orleans. They're saying there's tornadoes and stuff that's about to touch down in New Orleans over the weekend. So between Houston and New Orleans, honey, this is not a good favorable time for us. So while those of you who can afford to and you're going out partying and carrying on, just be mindful that the country is in peril and be blessed that you're able to do what you're doing because a lot of us are not able to. So particularly if you have friends and family down there in Houston and things of that nature, you know, do what you can when you can. I'm not going to say how much to do or whatever, you put that on your heart, because it always seems like every time we have a natural disaster, I'm in a crisis myself and I can't do all that I would like to do. But we're going to get information out there. Check the website, dishingtea.com, for more information. Also check the Facebook page. Check my personal page because I'm going to be putting up some information that I found that is comedian Marsha Warfield had put up on her Facebook page. It's a listing of specializing in the underserved agencies. You know, we got the Red Cross and all of that doing the big stuff, but some of the other communities are not being served because the need is so great. So we have served special agencies that are specifically for people of color, for disabled. There's one agency I saw up there that deals with the disabled in Canada, one that's dealing with getting for children and babies, you know, Pampers, diapers, formulas, and all that kind of stuff. I mean, it's a number of resources. So check my Facebook page and the website for that information so that however you can donate, whatever you can, whenever you can. That's what we want to do so we can get this stock pool together, okay? So that there is the special announcement for now. Let me state this, that Dishing Tea with Big Meech is for mature audiences, and the language and or subject matters that you hear on this program are not intended for children, anyone who is not mature and or responsible enough to handle the situation or the topics at hand. So your listening discretion is advised. I will repeat. Dishing Tea with Big Meech is for mature audiences, and the language and the subject matters that you hear on this program are not intended for children or anyone who is not mature and or responsible enough to handle the topics at hand. So your listening discretion is advised. Honey, I'm 47 years old, young, okay, and I have earned the right to every 3, 4, or 5, or 16, or 52, or 197 syllable and or letter word that comes out of my mouth, honey. I don't know what bag I'm coming out of, honey, but just know that I'm coming out of one. And if you decide to come out of a bag on me, I'm going to come out of a bigger bag on you. You understand? So so please, honey, please, 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 if this is not the show for you because you think something is going to be said that you disapprove of, disagree with, or don't want your children hearing, it's okay to turn the dial or to turn it off. Honey, now is the time for you who have children, put the children in the other room with the other flat screen so they can watch Dora and or Bert and Ernie and or SpongeBob and or Kate and Allie, Laverne and Shirley.
Okay, Cagney and Lacey.
Lilo and Stitch. Somebody, honey, put them over there in that room, because now it's time for the grown and sexy to become the seasoned and sophisticated. If you're at work, now is the time for you to turn your levels down to a respectful level, or just go ahead and put your headphones on. Okay, because I would not allow any of you bitches to come to me at the Walgreens, the Walmart, the Dollar Store, the Dollar Tree, Dollar General, Saks Fifth Avenue, honey, at the airport or at the monitor station, wherever I am. None of you will come up to me and say, oh, I got in trouble because of you. No, 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 honey, we won't accept that. Honey, you are a grown ass. Govern yourself accordingly, honey. Okay? Govern yourselves accordingly, please. That's all I ask, okay? So now, having said all that, what I want to do is get into this show. But before I do, I'm going to let my sponsor say a couple of things. Let me play a couple of commercials. And when I come back, we're going to introduce to some and present to others this gentleman, honey, who was on the scene, forging his way up into the hip-hop ranks. And I really believe this is going to be a treat for you. So sit back and grab your crumpets, darling, because the tea is about to be dished in about 2 and 2. So let me get this together, and we'll talk to you in just a few moments, okay? All righty then. Let's do it, Sharon. Let's do it.
Dishing Tea Entertainment, deliciously exposing your palate to a cornucopia of rainbow-colored dreams and a black-and-white reality, while cultivating the masses through a delicate blend of stage, screen, television, radio, print, and social media initiatives. For more information about Dishing Tea Entertainment, call Big Meech at 404-914-5610 or visit www.dishingtea.com. Double Exposure Media Relations is a full-service public relations, marketing, and artist development firm specializing in urban culture and lifestyle. Spearheaded by the Henry Hingers of hip-hop, Mr. Angelo Ellerby, Double Exposure serves to educate its clients about the dollars and cents of the music industry. For more information about Double Exposure Media Relations, call 201-224-6510. 201-224-6510. Double Exposure Media Relations.
Trigg Laboratories manufactures premium sexual wellness and consumer healthcare products and is the parent company of Wet International Incorporated, one of the world's best-selling lines of personal lubricants and intimacy products. We carry a large variety of personal and flavored lubricants, flavored heating massage lotions, and aromatherapy heating massage oils. Whether you need a little or a lot, Wet has you covered. Our line of high-quality, innovative, and unique products are formulated using only the finest ingredients at our FDA-approved facility, meeting the strictest manufacturing standards. Wet is available worldwide at specialty stores and online retailers and at pharmacies nationwide. For more information or to find a retailer near you, log on to www.stayswetlonger.com. Trigg Laboratories. We create fun, quality, trusted products to innovate your intimacy.
Choosing art and custom framing is a personal experience, and at Eric's I've Been Framed, our consultants work closely with you to bring your vision to life, leaving you with more than a picture. We create showpieces and heirlooms for your family to enjoy for generations. Come and experience our creativity for yourself. Eric's I've Been Framed is located at 16527 Livernois Avenue in Detroit, Michigan. For more information, call 313-861-9263.
My baby's baby deserves to have a better life. Sometimes I feel like we got snakes and leeches in our backyard. Some people say we got gangsters and hustlers in the state and White House. But what I do know is we got killers and dealers in our streets.
This old world ain't a friend of mine. Find a way to get a piece of mind. This old world ain't a friend of mine. Love of one another is very hard to find. We got bombs in Boston, 12-year-old dead in Cleveland. It's a fact. He was black. Yes, he was.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was.
3-year-old little girl shot dead in the streets of Detroit. For those of you going through the songs for you, you gotta work hard just to pay your bills. But this world wants more than you have to feel. You can give your whole heart and get nothing in return. This world calls it lessons learned. Oh,
this old world ain't a friend of mine. Find a way to get a piece of
me. I need a piece of mine.
Coming overseas, Eric screaming, he can't breathe. Want some more? Will you please? Black Lives Matter. History. It's a sad, you're black. You know what I'm talking about. They can't stop our prosperity. Just keep on praying and watching me.
You gotta work hard just to be your deal. But this world wants than you have to give. You can give your whole heart and get nothing in return. This world calls it lessons learned.
This world ain't a friend of friend of mine. This world ain't a friend of friend of mine. This world ain't a friend of mine.
You gotta hustle the bills. I gotta call on God.
Just do it, keep praying. Even for our enemies.
Even who is not a friend of mine. You gotta go through struggle. You gotta deal with pain. This life. You gotta deal with the rain.
Don't worry about the pain.
Don't worry about the pain.
And And we are back. If you're just tuning in, would like to come in on the conversation, please feel free to call in at 347-205-9183. That's 347-205-9183. Thank you once again. You are Dishing Tea with Big Meat and Baby Doll Sugar Dumplings, honey, and tea sippers alike. We're about to get ready to do this thing right here. We're going to introduce to you a young man who is climbing the hip-hop ladder to success and giving the children something not only to talk about, but to think about as well. Honey, my guest, Mr. Kyle Knight, is doing just that. He's fast-tracking his way onto the scene with his new EP, The Truth, which stylizes his social consciousness as a lyrical humanitarian while keeping not only his finger but his ear, his heart, his soul on the pulse of the community issues and injustices that plague our well-being and our way of living. We have a few comforts. We're going to have a few comforts with Mr. Kyle Knight while he dishes his tea on what inspired him to take on the woes of society while forging a career in the business we call show. So without any further ado, let's all welcome to Dishing Tea with Big Meats. This is Mr. Kyle Knight. Hello there, Mr. Knight. What's going on in your world, player?
Hey, good afternoon. Doing pretty good today.
Oh, it's all moving and grooving on this end.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
All right. Well, you know, let's get started and let's find out more about the world of night, because I titled today's show In the Heat of the Night. Okay. So let's get up close and personal with you and then introduce the world to your music, because as I was going through my notes and learning more about you, let me first off, and I'm coming off the riff, and I'm gonna say what I dig about your style is that you have embraced a style that is my generation's kind of thing when hip hop first started, because you coming across like a modern day Curtis Blow to me, you know, that whole Curtis Blow, Run DMC, you know, that particular era of style, you know, with your consciousness, with your lyricism and carrying on, and how you wish to explain and tell a story. So before we get into your style of music, let's start with the basics. Who is Kyle Knight and what is his mission?
Well, I'm Kyle Knight, and I'm a conscious artist, and my mission is to be the ultimate artist.
Okay.
And to grow my catalog out of this universe, and to improve and to improve on my lyric writing and on my artistry.
Dig that. Okay, so now let's talk about your artistry and your career, because what folks don't know is that your history is very rich. You're coming from musical greatness and carrying on. So I want you to put in your words about your background and why music is important to you.
All right. Well, I started recording professionally and songwriting at age 7 in my father's studio. And I've been writing and recording music there my whole life, and working on just being a better artist, being a solid artist, and, you know, who I wanted to be in this music industry and what was the vision. What was the vision is the most important thing. But that's why I learned everything and, you know, was really from my father's studio and also from an in-house school studio that I went to, Legacy High School downtown Manhattan, and they had an in-house studio, and that's also where I wrote a lot of material as well, between my father's studio and the school studio. And then when I became a man, it was just all over.
Okay, wait. He said, when I became a man. Wait a minute. Now, that's very rich. That's significant right there. Okay.
Uh-huh.
That is significant because what it does is it stylizes, or at least put into parameters, that your writing has improved, you know, your experiences have changed and broadened and whatever,
right.
And it also gives you stronger lyrical content. So let's go back when you talk about your father's studio, because I want them to put into perspective. Your father, Mr. David Knight, is one. He's a well-known producer, and a lot of folks are not understanding that the producers in Carried On, honey, are what catapults a lot of people's career. So talk about being up under his tutelage and what it was that you learned from some of the artists he worked with as well.
Well, it was definitely discipline and definitely sacrifice and hard work, you know, and it was a lot of influence just watching artists come in and out of his studio, you know, really from a baby to a young man, you know, up to SWV, Chuck D, you know, and a lot of other independent artists. But it was really there at my father's studio studying old records, studying newer artists, and studying music period and music theory and everything, you know, and even learning how to read music, you know, and learning how to be a solid artist. Yeah.
Okay, well, dig that. So now with your writing, let's talk about your writing, because like I said, for me, listening to your music, you're sounding to me like a modern day Curtis Blow and, you know, the whole Run DMC, the Cool Mo D's and things from my generation when hip hop first started. And when we were about the consciousness of what the community was going through, what the world was in, and things of that nature. So when you started writing, what was it that has taken you to the whole atmosphere of saying, okay, I need to put this down on paper and then transfer it from paper to a recording? What is that process for you? What is that like?
Well, it's funny you actually mentioned Curtis Blow, because I actually recorded him back, you know, in 2004 at the Sherman Theater in Pennsylvania. Yeah, that was me and my dad again. he was performing that night at the Sherman Theater, and we actually came out to do some technician work for him, and we recorded him. But that was a great night. But what the process that I go through in lyric writing and things like that is really pulling from my deepest experiences, really pulling from emotions, everything that I've been through, you know, when I'm angry, when I'm upset, different emotions, you know, that are going through my body, also through the energy that I feel from Earth, and also the energy that I feel from myself. And the process that I go through of lyric writing is also just really grounding myself too, and also writing from the heart, which is of course the basics of hip hop, is writing from the heart. But you know, and another process I go through of lyric writing is also what's going to make me different from the next artist, and how am I now separate from the next man? Yeah.
Okay. Now, in your own words, you know, without seeing it, though, you're patting yourself on the back. What do you think separates you, the better question is, what is your message? What do you think your messages would be to your audience? What are they going to hear? What are they going to pull from? What are they going to learn from your music?
Well, definitely women respect, women empowerment. Like you mentioned before, the social political issues, the chaos that's going on, also everything in Trump land, you know, and also, you know, the track Addiction up there is telling people to stay away from opiates, some people stay away from heroin, some people stay away from cocaine, and to, you know, that addiction will flame you, you know, it'll burn you at the end of the track, you know, and
Okay. All right. So you taking on the heavies coming out the gate. So the question then becomes, how is it that you're keeping yourself grounded? How is it that you are keeping your mind focused so that these perils are things that you don't fall into? Because, you know, the music industry, sex, drugs, and rock and roll, we hear this countless times. It's almost as if they go hand in hand, but we know that that's a lie. But so many of our artists succumb to the temptations of all of this. So what are you doing to keep yourself grounded so that these perils and these potholes or pitfalls or whatever are not enticing to you?
Well, what I'm doing, for one, is definitely praying, you know, because God is the most powerful force out there, you know, so praying is number one. Number two is, of course, staying conscious and staying aware of everything that's going on the news, everything that's going on in my surroundings, and everything that's going on around me. You know, I would definitely say between those two things, yeah.
Okay. Well, cool beans. Now, here's another thing that I read, and I need you to put this into perspective, because I thought this was absolutely admirable of you, and that is you're taking on this project without the use of profanity.
Yeah.
And I think that's very big with hip hop. Go deep into that. Explain that.
Yeah. Well, I try to limit profanity just in this record here, because just to really get the message across, you know, which is very, very, very important, you know, because these are very strong songs. Hey Sister, Addiction to Truth, and you know, I didn't need any distractions through profanity, you know, to really block the message of what I'm trying to communicate to the audience, which is very, very, very important. You know, down the road, you know, well, will there be a little bit of profanity, you know, in the appropriate places, you know, in the track where it needs, it's not going to be a splurge of profanity, but I'm here. This is why it is here, to get the message across, you know, and we are such in a time that these messages are needed and they need to be heard.
Dig that. So, okay, so it's not going to be just gratuitous cussing.
Right, okay. Yeah, that's right.
Just because, just because folks feel they can cuss, okay, or whatever the case may be. You know, that was, cussing was supposed to have been used anyway, you know, to complete the sentence. But, yeah. So, yeah. So now, tell us about the EP project. This is called The Truth. And yeah, give me the 411 on the truth, baby. Just the tea on the truth. What is the truth?
All right. Well, the truth is pretty much everything relevant around us. You know, everything conscious around us. The truth. I wrote the whole album by myself. You know, and it's also live instrumentation. There are no samples. There's no type of, everything is original. There are no samples in this album. You know, there are live production, violin solos, also guitar solos, also in the truth, you know, which is also being original too, with instruments and live instrumentation, and also kids protesting, shouting the truth, you know, on the actual single, The Truth. I mean, which is outstanding. I mean, we had at least 20 kids in the studio just in choir, you know, just pumping the truth, along with just this great lyrical rap with me and things like that. But it's a wonderful album.
All right. So now let's get into the person. The person, the Kyle, the person, and when you're on downtime and carrying on, how is it that these messages fortify you in your downtime when you're just trying to relax and not necessarily working, but you know, when you're just trying to kick back and on the chill? What is it that Kyle does to chill, you know, that will shut his mind down, because the world is just the world and so much is always going on?
Well, me, I like to read, you know. I like to read a lot of Afrocentric books, also like a lot of books on the world and things like that. I love to songwrite, and I love to, you know, jump into astronomy. Also, I'm into ufology. I'm into a lot of I like to go out on dates, you know, a whole bunch of stuff. You know, I mean, I'm not going to lie, you know, I smoke from time to time, and I like to go out for a glass of wine, you know. But other than that, you know, there are a lot of things that I love to do. And I love to cook, you know, and I got my dog here, Hummer. Yeah, he's an old dog, man. I mean, I tell people all the time, this dog is over 20 years old, believe it or not. And that's in dog years, you know.
Okay. Yeah. So cool.
I got a lot of things I like to do, you know, outside of music, that keep me level, that keep me grounded, that keep me feeling good and in good energy.
Okay. So now let me ask you this, as an entertainer and coming into this business, or as, you know, you've been around it all of your life, you know, your spirituality in it and its importance for you. Explain to us how that gels in this world of show when a lot of the business seems so undercut. How do you manage to keep everything on the reel? Because, you know, one of the things about doing business is that a lot of times God, it doesn't seem as though God is in it, because it could get so cutthroat. It could get so that way or so malicious. How are you able to maintain your integrity and your spirituality without going so far over into the dark side?
Well, I would definitely say my team around me, you know, like, you know, the people around me, you know, they tell me good things, and they're very honest with me and things like that. And it's all just the network of people around me. Of course, Mr. Ellaby, you know, up to my mother, up to my father, you know, Kevin Goins, a lot of great people around me who really keep me in a great mindset and who really keep me on a healthy track. So that's what I would say. Yeah.
All right. All right. He said, okay, keep me on the healthy track. Okay. I love it. I love it. I love it. Now, coming into this business so young, what has been some of your greatest lessons that you have learned thus far? Answer that one first. What is it that you've learned thus far?
I'm really happy you asked me that, that question. I'm happy you asked me that. Well, what I learned was this, you know, and getting into the industry and, you know, where I am now is the sacrifice, you know, between people, friends, family, and also sometimes even work. It's a sacrifice also in being yourself and not following the crowd, you know, and when everybody else is going left, sometimes, you know, you and one other person might need to go right, you know, and also being true to yourself and not letting anybody else tell you that you can't do something or that you don't deserve success or that you can't do something on a level that Kyle Knight is doing, you know, because you can. And honestly, you know, you really have to dig inside yourself and find the balance, you know, between everything and make your vision a reality. And that's what it's about on this planet, is making your vision, your perception a reality, you know. But I would say between those three aspects that I said, respecting yourself, you know, definitely sacrifice and, you know, really not giving up and being positive and optimistic and even in the worst situations, because there's been some pretty bad situations, even me coming into the industry and starting and things like that. And you really have to, you know, plow through it and keep going, you know. And that's another thing that's very important, is that you keep going, keep going. You don't stop. I mean, you don't stop. I mean, you have to work at it, you know, like an addict, and I'm serious, you know, and these things are very important. And I wish that I had somebody to tell me these things, but I really followed my heart. And that's another aspect of it too, is really following your heart too, you know, because once you follow your heart, you know, you're good, you know.
All right. Here, do this for me. Because you've said this throughout this interview, that word sacrifice. And a lot of people don't get what that means. So break that down, sacrifice. What do you mean when you say you've got to sacrifice?
Well, sacrifice means it's not easy. You know, I mean, there's a lot of women, you know, who I lost because of my career, because they couldn't handle the type of career that I chose. It was a lot of opposition from friends and from family. You know, also the sacrifice of also at work, you know, because how are you going to make yourself rich and you're making somebody else rich full time? You know, a lot of sacrifice. Also in terms of money, in terms of, you know, because we all have bills, but we all have things that we want to do in the same way how you would invest into a car, into a house, or into a pair of sneakers, is the same way how you could turn around and invest into your business and invest into yourself, you know. So sacrifice is something major. You know, in this industry, it also is very major component when it comes to success, is sacrifice.
Okay, he said, wait a minute. He said he done lost the women. He done lost folk. That whole job situation you had to rethink and things of that nature, you know, because a lot of folks don't understand that, you know. They do not understand that, or as far as this business is concerned, you know, we all got bills to pay, but a lot of times, if you on a 9-to-5 and he ain't flexible with those hours,
yeah,
you for you to get the studio time or for you to make the gig or whatever the case may be, if they're not willing to work with you, the sacrifice becomes sometimes you have to let that job go.
That's right.
You know, and I've been there.
Not trying to hear that.
Yeah, and a lot of folks don't get it. A lot of folks don't get it, especially from the older generation. Let me hear, you know, now, because because you've had your father there, you know, he understood. But what about, like, your aunts and uncles and grandparents and the great aunts? Did you ever have that resistance from them? But boy, you better go get you a job.
Like, let's not go there. It is exactly what you – yeah, it's that, you know, because it is a lot of sacrifice. And, you know, how you gonna be at a 9-to-5 when you have a photo shoot at 11 o'clock in the morning and you have an interview at 2 in the afternoon, you know?
Right.
And then you got to meet up, you know, with the person who's designing your website. And then, you know, you're meeting all new people. Like, you know, like then you got to meet up with your stylist at 4:30, you know?
Okay. Oh. Now here we go. Right there. All of that you just said, that team of people, okay? You got your stylist. You got the photographer. Okay? You got this appointment to get to. You got to get your driver together. If you're not driving yourself, you got to get to and from these places and carrying on. That means that somewhere in here there's a budget. Let's talk about some of the financial and the creative ways that have to be done when you say sacrifice. Because a lot of people think that, this stuff is, you know, the company going to take care of it. But when you're independent, you are the company. Okay.
You are the company. There's a lot of things that, you know, you may have to go out and get a bank loan. You may have to go out and form a team and see and come up with the breakdown of, okay, how we're going to get the money together monthly with your team, you know, and also there's so much, you know, there is so much, and also trade services, you know.
Okay. If you do this, I could do that.
Barter services too. Yeah.
See, in kind services, baby. See, a lot of folks don't get that. See, this is why when I say that sacrifice piece, I think that's just resonating in my soul, because a lot of people don't understand that or don't get it, or they feel as though because it's not happening right away that they should just throw in the towel. And you know, I love when people say I'm a 25-year overnight success. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, you know, when you're on that grind and you know, you got to talk with the clubs, and then the clubs don't want to pay right, or they want to cheat you out the money, or whatever the case is. A lot of kids don't get that, you know. Or when you're in the studio, see, dealing with the music aspect is a little different from dealing with the acting aspect, because I'm an actor and, you know, I've been in studios and stuff. And when you're on that particular scene, you know, when you love your craft, you know, this is something that I would do for free. But because we done made this agreement, honey, you know, sometimes agreements are not made with contracts. Did nobody sign on the dotted line? You shook a hand, or you said, if they say, oh, because we boys or whatever, you got my back, and then come the end of the night, honey, we got an excuse. You know,
that's right. Yeah, you said it.
Okay. It's a damn excuse. And it's like, okay, well, wait a minute. That we ain't talked about that, you know.
Yeah, and that's another thing, too, that we didn't talk about, too, are excuses. And people, you know, you can't make excuses with this, you know, when you're out for success. You know, there are no excuses. I mean, like I said earlier in the conversation, I mean, you really have to run out like an addict. And, like, any type of excuses or alibis are really unacceptable. There are no days off, and there are no excuses.
Ooh, okay. How about that? Wow, there are no excuses, and I think that's a good segue into this song. I want to first play "Hey Sister" from your EP, "The Truth." And the reason why is because the dynamics of this song, I think, are very relevant. Even to this day, you know, we have a lot of sisters who get involved in situations with men, and sometimes with women, for those who are lesbian, and they end up wanting, you know, feeling as though they have to stay in it because for whatever reasons. Oftentimes, I believe it's self-esteem issues. They don't feel that they're entitled to have this or supposed to have that. Or it's just whatever. Maybe something in their world suggested that, oh, this is how love is supposed to be. And so with this particular song, set up the song for us, and then I'm going to play it. Hey, sister.
All right. Well, you know, it's all about for my sisters out there, you know, and, you know, this is something for women to respect themselves and for women to love themselves, you know, and there's even a lyric in the song saying, pick and choose and always love you. The truth will get you through. Check out the Truth EP. It'll get you through.
How about that? All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to listen to Hey, Sister.
Yes, sir. if it means that you die me tonight, a lot of God, he's that smacking. What love got to do with the way that he's acting? With a room full of boxes, you already packed. Just to turn away and never look back. Put yourself way beyond yourself, cause no one's gonna love you how you should love yourself. That's what I'm talking about. I see you walking out, hit him in his wallet instead of in his mouth. Hey there, sister. Hey there, sister.
I had to play that twice because when I was first, it didn't want to come through, and I got it halfway through the song. I said, oh, no, 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 no. The kids got to get this all day. So we had to play it twice, baby. Hey there, sister. You see, your flow, I'm telling you, your flow is so Curtis Blow-like to me. You're like a modern-day Curtis Blow. You know, with a little bit of Cool Moe Dee with that truth spin on it, you know, you spit hard like Cool did. You know, you're very educated in things. I'm just digging the flow on this. I'm digging the flow on this.
Thanks, man. Thanks. Appreciate it.
You know, and you're talking to somebody who don't do hip hop. Okay, so for me to sit down here and to be well, actually, you know. You guys are now, you new cats coming into the game and doing your thing. Y'all are actually giving us something to consider. You're giving us stuff to think about. You know, you're bringing what I thought hip-hop was supposed to be about, you know, as far as the flow of it. You know, you're giving us something to think about. You're entertaining us at the same time. It's not about being gangsters and calling everybody bitches and hoes and motherfuckers all day, you know, and niggas. You know, it's just that, you know, we have, I mean, not that those messages are not needed, because I believe that everything is needed. And for those who have that particular message or whatever, it's going to reach someone. But I think we just didn't have a balance, because at one point hip hop just went so far to the other end to where we had no balance. And I believe stuff that you're coming out with is really, 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 really socking it to the kids to give us something to think about. Like I said, I'm calling you a lyrical humanitarian, because through your lyrics, I believe that, you know, you're able to talk about what's going on and then to not necessarily just talk about it, but also offer some kind of solution. This, hey sister, that's very, you know, empowering and you know, an uplifting kind of message there, you know. So it's not only just saying this is the problem, but this is one of the solutions as well, or a solution, because there's several solutions to address it. So that's what I'm digging about the project. You know, that's what I'm digging. So now coming up.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, it's a really good record. You know, I was just putting it together the whole time. I really just felt like God was just talking to me and just kind of had his hand on my head, and I was just kind of just following everything he wanted me to do. And it really worked out beautifully at the end of the day.
Okay, for at the end of the day. Now, one of the things you said about this, and I'm still loving this whole this sacrifice piece, and that is you have to be like an addict, you know, and go after it. You have to, you know, live it, breathe it, and this, that, and that. It has to be a part of you, almost like your skin. You know, if this is what you want, then it is a part of you. So now...
Yeah, you almost have to be like a horse with blinders, you know?
Aha, a horse with blinders. Ah, tunnel vision in a lot of cases.
Yeah.
Okay. And now, let's talk about that just real briefly, about that tunnel vision, because a lot of folks may not understand what that is as far as understanding the grind of it. You know what I mean? And understanding why it is important to stay focused and not get swayed by the bells and the whistles and the shiny things over here
right.
in your peripheral.
Yes. Very true.
You know. So, all right. Here's the next song that I want to play. Set this up. I'm going into addiction because that's what I was segueing into when you said you have to be like an addict. But here we're talking about the perilous things of being an addict. Set this song up. Why? What is the significance and the importance of this song coming off of the Truth EP?
Well, this is very significant because this is another song that's in stories. And I want the audience to listen very carefully to the story that's in place here. And this here is something else to really bring visualize addiction all around us and addiction throughout this nation. And things like that. And this is something here to really clean people up and to really rehab, you know, the audience, you know. So really check this out. Follow the story and notice something fantastic.
All right, and here we have addiction.
Memory blast, couldn't deal with the pain. Quick to try anything, getting no mommy's a mix with methadone. Took three, the souls of a life and dream. Fell forward on the cabin tree, stumbled over a chair. Stuck at the air, you know she overdosed. One big cat, like a slump with the head of her lap. This barley catch will crack, gotta fall to her knees. God please, in a two bedroom condo. Couldn't get enough air, to an nostril was defenseless. Going through it, didn't mean to do it. Live it up, I wanted the best. Lying dead, cardiac arrest. A victim from pills, dead for real. Danger, addiction will change ya. Danger, addiction will frame ya. Danger, addiction will change ya. Danger, addiction will frame ya. Danger, addiction will change ya. Danger, addiction will frame ya. Danger, addiction will change ya. Danger, addiction will frame ya. Don't boy pulled up in the Bentley. Are you not? Are you ready? Pulled off 260. This young man was a fool. In the hustler's pool, tight on end, and need to make a friend. Sideways in the parking lot, put out the zip lock, gotta make sure you ain't a cop. Gave him a sample, much more than he can handle. Keep getting chattering, pain in his abdomen, feeling strange, couldn't get a hold of things. Music blasting, seatbelt unfastened, overdosed by the driver was laughing. Thought he was sleeping, the seat was leaking. Shook him up multiple times, he ain't breathing. Wiped the cold sweat off his face. Nobody called for help that day. Left that ass outside, go without a trace. Missing.
All right, Lifeline, baby. Flatline.
Yeah.
I live. Okay, and I live, and I live. Okay? All right, Mr. Kyle Knight. So now let's go here into understanding. I usually ask this question of entertainers just to see their vision. And this here, let's start with some background stuff. Name me some of your inspirational artists, the people that you look up to, that you inspire to have a career like, or who have impressed you and influenced you.
Well, I've definitely been influenced, by Kendrick Lamar. I would definitely say by J. Cole. Definitely by hip hop legend Nas. Also by Bruno Mars, Michael Jackson, also Adele. Those are all artists who influenced me, and I would like to establish a catalog career like them.
Dig it. Okay. Well, then maybe this question might be one and the same. If you were putting on the ultimate show where you're the headliner, who are your special guests?
My special guests, I would definitely have to have, I would definitely say Nav and Kendrick, and if I could throw J. Cole in there, that would be Christmas, yeah. Yeah.
Ha! He said, wait, did you just work me for that? He said that would be Christmas. Wait.
Yeah.
Okay, wait, I wasn't ready for Christmas. Okay.
Yeah, ha! Yeah,
he gave me that. He said that
yo.
Would be Christmas. Okay, yeah. Okay. Well, here's the thing. Now, in coming up in this industry and wanting to establish a catalog, what are we looking forward to? Where do you see your future as far as your writing is concerned? Give me someone who lyrically, who have inspired you that you wish to aspire to be like, or to, not to say outperform, but who you aspire to have that kind of notoriety or success as far as lyric writing?
And in terms of lyric writing, I want to be just as great as a lyric writer as Tupac, because he was one of the best lyric writers to walk this planet. Also, Michael Jackson was also one of the best songwriters to walk this planet. That's why I left Motown. I would definitely say on a lyrical level, also Nas. I wouldn't want to be compared, but I would definitely want to be on that level of balance. Yeah.
Interesting. All right. Now, okay. Now those are some wonderful. I won't say shoes to feel, but I love the footsteps to follow. I love that path. That's a lovely path. Okay. That there is a lovely path.
It's all about, I'm trying to give the public, the people, the audience, a solid artist. You can count on me. You can rely on me for good production, good music, good lyrics. Kyle Knight.
Dig that. Okay. And if anybody mad at you, honey, they jealous. That's why. Okay. If anybody mad, they jealous. Okay, and that there is the truth. And speaking of the truth, stand by, because I'm queuing it up, and we figure it to go right into the title track of the EP. This is Mr. Kyle Knight and the truth. Wait a minute, hold on. Is you gonna play? Come on, baby. It got me all geeked up. Oh, damn it. Hold on. Oh, it ganked me. Wait a minute. Why did it gank me? I just had that all together. There we go. I had the wrong one. Okay, here we go. We're going to try this one more time. There we go. Come on, the cheering.
Thank you.
rock or rock, live or die, true will survive. Plant it, burn games to miss, a brainwash place, seems to run rampant. A way of life, plain to see, time after time of lies and deceit. So be the truth, hear the truth, hope the truth. Way, way, way overdue. A rolling coast, dark and bleak, greenhouse gas, putting earth to sleep. Toxic water, rather gene deceased. If you spoke the truth, all I could see. Killing the trail, climate change, poison in our bodies, melting in our brains. A cosmic search for a missing plan. No need to bury, my third eye.
All right, and we're talking about the truth. Okay, yeah. Now here we go. Here we go, because I want to go here before I let you get back into your day. And that is, you have been a world traveler. You've gone over to the motherland and mm-hmm. have done some extraordinary work over there with the people of those particular countries and things. Explain how that experience has shaped your life and how that shapes a lot of your writing today.
Well, it changed my life because it made me a very worldly person. And it also made me a very out-the-box person, too, in terms of the way how I think, a very global person. And I would definitely say by traveling to places like Morocco, places like Africa, and I've been to damn near everywhere in the States, that has really just changed my thinking, along with, you know, everything that's going on in the news. And that's why you have the Kyle Knight that you have today.
All right. So now what are we looking forward to coming in the future? We said that you're looking to aspire to do something, but now after the EP and things have taken off or whatever, what is it that we're looking for Kyle Knight to do musically within the near future, that is?
All right, well, that's definitely, I have two songs that I'm working on right now, new material, what I'm looking for. You know, this is a great song, you know, it's just telling the ladies, you know, what I'm looking for as a man, you know, and a woman, you know, real R&B track. And I'm also writing a track to keep it conscious, because people are loving the conscious work that I'm writing, is a track called X by Necessary. It's a full-blown song about the life and death of Malcolm X, you know, and this is something that I'm going to look to market around Black History Month, you know, and In the future, what I have going on, I'm going to be on the Bobby Simmons Show, also on cable network TV. Also, I'm doing an interview on 411. We have the music video release party today at the Sugar Bar. And, of course, look out very, very, very soon for the music video for The Truth.
Oh, well, all right then. Well, wait a minute. Don't brush past that. Let the folks know you're at a video party today. You better put that out there. Tell the children where you're going to be.
Yeah, this is an exclusive party, an industry party. This is at the Sugar Bar in Harlem. Sorry about that. Not in Harlem, in Manhattan. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Still in New York. Okay. So you're going downtown. All right. In Manhattan for the video release party. And this is the video. Which video is this?
This is Hey Sister.
Ah. Okay. So Hey Sister. Okay, so you're doing the video release today, the industry mixer. Okay. All right, so down in Manhattan. So, okay, for those of you, and I'm going to say this out loud, because for those of you who wish to take a gander at Mr. Knight, because he's a handsome brother now. Sisters, hey, sister. Soul sister. Okay. Okay. Okay, he's going to be down in Manhattan, honey, somewhere around the Sugar Bar, honey. So if you just happen to be walking around, okay, without an invitation into, and just happen to be in that particular area, honey, you might get a chance to vibe with a brother, okay? Might. I ain't saying do. I just said you might. It's possible. Anything is possible, okay? So cool beans. Now listen, I want you to give everyone all of your contact information. Where can they find out everything about Kyle Knight and the Truth EP? Give it all to them.
Great.
I don't care what it is. Give it all.
All right. Well, one of my social media handles is different from everything else. The Facebook is different from everything else. My Facebook is Kyle P. Lyric Publishing, LLC. You can find me on Facebook, Kyle P. Lyric Publishing, LLC. And then everything else, including the website, is KyleKnightMusic.com. Kyle Knight Music. That's where you can find me. Kyle Knight Music.
Kyle Knight. And that's Knight with a K. Any relation to Gladys? I have to ask that before.
Yeah, but don't worry. I'm not related to Suge.
Okay. Ah, now that's the big one. I'm not related to Suge either. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I live. Now that's funny. Okay. So let's see. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see. Before I let you go, I want to give us someone who is an independent artist, someone who is young, someone who may not be so young and feel like, okay, maybe I'm 50 and finally want to do this. You know, what would be your advice to the person looking to do this and at the very least want to have product? You know, because a lot of folks may not want to be in the business. They just want to cut a song just to say that they went in to record. You know what I'm saying? Other folks want to take this on as a business. So what is your advice to all of that?
I would definitely tell them not to give up, and I would tell them to hone their craft. I would tell them to be as open as a sponge, because no matter how smart you think you are and how well a beat you think you have on things, especially in this industry, you don't know squat, you know. So there's always another learning curve that has to be achieved, and to be open-minded to what people are trying to tell you, and to also be open-minded to criticism, and don't take criticism as something negative. Take criticism as a milestone. And half of the time, you know, when you take criticism the right way, it can really help you in a positive way. And I would really tell people to respect themselves and stay true to themselves and to take the sacrifice and do what you want to do.
Ah, take the sacrifice. Okay, lead, step out on faith, people. Step out on faith. All right. All right. Well, let me see. Hold. Wait a minute. We got somebody with their hand up. I'm going to see. Hold on. 313-658. Someone got a question for you. Hold on. 313-658, you're dishing tea with Big Meats. Did you have a question for Mr. Kyle Knight? Hello?
Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I am blessed and highly flavored. I have been inspired this whole hour and some. This was definitely informational and positive, Big Meech. I want to let you know that I appreciate you for getting me hip to what's new with the youngins with a message. I love it.
Yeah. Okay. I absolutely
love it.
And I really do. I really appreciate the kind words, and thank you so much. And keep listening and check out the music at KyleKnightMusic.com. You know, we got some
great stuff there,
and great music video, and of course, it's going to be a whole catalog there that I'm going to be fulfilling in my life there. So there's, you know,
there
thanks
is.
So much. I really appreciate your kind words.
And be blessed, my black man. Go ahead with it. Go on
we'll
and live it, life in more abundance.
All right. Okay, the mother has spoken. Liv, thank you so much for calling. Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, there you have it. And there you have it, okay? So, yes, the folks want to come in all the time, and, you know, that's cute See, she's from my generation and things. So when we hear positive stuff, particularly from you young cats that's absolutely doing something, that it gives us hope that the world is going to change for the better. You know, sometimes we look back and be like, damn, what do we do? Because I sometimes feel we didn't give y'all the tools, you know. And sometimes you have a number of your particular generation that seems as though they just don't have a message. Everything is running amok. But when we hear stuff like this from you, you know, and I feel that it's good too
because, you know, my career is doing great, but once it grows even more, you know, it will definitely create a path for people who are just as original as me and people who are just as creative as me to say, you know, I can do this, you know, and the path will definitely be paved for future artists, and that's what I'm looking to do too as well.
Now you said that right there. Now that be a trailblazer. Come on, and not just a follower. Dig that.
Yeah.
Well, Mr. Kyle Knight, I thank you for dishing your tea right here with Big Meech. And for all of you who are listening, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I want to give a special shout out to Double Exposure Media Relations for making this possible for us as well. Angelo, baby, you know you're my baby, honey. So thank you for just doing you, brother, and going out there and doing your thing the way that you do it, and know that that's your calling, and nobody is supposed to do it like you, because can't nobody do it like you, because God gave it to you
that's
to do and for you to
that's
do.
Right.
However you do it is the way you're supposed to do it. You heard me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. We got another one. 918-576. Come on. Okay, y'all trying to get this in. Okay, they're trying to extend the show. I'm going to let them do it, though, because they're calling in. 918-576. Come on in. You have a question or comment. Hello.
Hi. I like your music. I mean, you know, the other artists, it seems like they are dry bones in an empty well, but your well is overflowing with truth. And what social issues, and I missed part of the show, I'm sorry I'm late. What social issues are there three social issues that really matter to you, and what are they?
Well, social issues that definitely matter to me is definitely climate change. And excuse me, I should have made this number one. You know, I mean, I don't know where everybody's political, but definitely Donald Trump, you know, and I would say climate change and also police brutality, which is mentioned heavily in the truth. I would say between those three aspects, yeah.
Yeah, I'm in Tulsa. It's pretty bad here. So if you post bond, and you're in a Tulsa, Oklahoma jail, you no longer have a right to a public defender.
Oh, wow.
You know, it's crazy down here. We even had the Bronx Defenders came down here because we are the worst of the worst. And I really enjoyed hearing that song I heard. Sounds good.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right.
And I really appreciate you. I really appreciate you for listening. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your call. I really appreciate you for tuning in. Keep your ears open, baby. Thank you. All right, for Tulsa, Oklahoma. I'm trying to let you go, but see, she just hit on something with that question as far as those issues that are prevalent and important to you. And with that, I want to know How is it when coming up with your lyrics and talking about this stuff, does it feel as though you are putting or making folks aware of all this kind of stuff, or does it seem as though it is becoming an issue for you to write about, or is it a subject that may be taboo, that may be too controversial? I guess that's the question. Is there anything that may be too controversial that you won't cover or you won't talk about in your music?
The answer to that is hell no. And you know, and no, you know, there's no subject that I will cover. You know, like I said, I'm looking at, you know, I'm even looking at writing a song about police brutality. And there's no now everything in the future may not be conscious, but there's no subject that I will not cover consciously, you know, because I just want to have the best catalog. But there's no topic I wouldn't do that I wouldn't write about from the heart, not at all.
Hot diggity damn!
The only topic I might stay away from is just some of the stuff, you know, that's going on with the KKK and stuff like that. That's the only one I might stay away from, because I don't need, you know, I don't need hating people popping up, you know, while I'm going outside for a smoke, popping up and shooting.
Right.
But that's the only one. But other than that, there's nothing else I wouldn't touch.
Well, you know what, brother? On some level, you probably already do, because some of the issues that we deal with here in this climate and in this culture, that particular sect of people, whether they're white supremacists, whether they're white separatists, whether they're neo-Nazi, whether they're the alt-right, whether they're the KKK, and it's hard to believe that they absolutely separate themselves. Each particular group means something different. I'm baffled by that. But the point is that everything that we deal with, you know, police brutality and this whole thing, you said Donald Trump and his issues and carrying on with our presidency and what's going on in this country, a lot of things, mostly everything that we have going on with womenism, feminism and things, are laced with those particular people because of their brand of belief system seems to be toxic, and it has permeated into everything that we know to be true here in this country.
Right.
And even though they're entitled to their opinions and how they feel, and even how they carry out their daily lives, what ends up happening is when it becomes intrusive and when you feel as though I'm not supposed to live so that you can, that's when it becomes an issue. And oftentimes, you know, their message is, no, we just want to stay to ourselves and this, that, and the other. But their actions say, we're going to do this at the expense of you. And that's where the rub come in. You can be by yourself all you want to. You can say, okay, I'm down for separating the races or whatever. I don't think we're supposed to mix it. You can say that all day. But when your actors say, I'm going to kill you just to do it, then we got a fucking problem.
Absolutely.
So,
I totally agree with that. You know, I couldn't really put that any better myself, man. Yeah, very true.
You know, so, yeah. So with that, I'm going to let you get back to your day. Tell us one more time, all of your social medias, one more time for the folks who coming in late or may have missed it the first time.
All right. Well, you can find me on Facebook, Kyle P. Lyric Publishing, LLC. Once again, on Facebook, Kyle P. Lyric Publishing, LLC. Instagram, Twitter, my website, everywhere else is KyleKnightMusic.com. Kyle Knight Music. You can find me everywhere else, Kyle Knight Music.
KyleKnightMusic.com. That's the website, children. And that will give you all the links to the EP, because the EP is on CD Baby and Carrying On. But go to the website. You'll have a direct link to where you can get the EP and you can have it. Purchase it there so you can download it to your MP3s and all your other different your phone and your tablets and whatever, so that you can have this particular music. Well, Mr. Social Conscious Lyrical Humanitarian, thank you for your time.
Thank you
for coming on here.
It has been a wonderful afternoon. Thank you so much.
I appreciate you so much. And listen, I'm going to tell you this right now. When you're ready to drop the full album, you let me know, because mm-hmm. you got a platform right here, and we'll go song by song, honey, and let the folks know what it's all about. We'll have you break it down and all of that. You hear me?
Yeah, well, I'm looking forward to that, man. I'm gonna keep you to that. I'll be back.
Trust me, I said it, I meant it, honey. Play it. As a matter of fact, you could download this and play it back to me in case you know I have a little didn't take my Gigo Balopa for the day.
Well, I miss you. Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome. Thank you for so much for dishing tea with Big Meech, ladies and gentlemen. This is Kyle Knight, baby, with the truth. Hot damn, I love it.
In the building. Everybody,
wonderful,
have a blessed
evening.
Day.
Yes, yes, yes. All about the truth, baby. See, that's how this thing only works, when you tell the truth. And that there, I really believe that's the message, you know, the ultimate message of the project. It doesn't work unless you tell the truth. We can't fight nothing unless we know the truth about it. You know what I'm saying? You cannot call nothing out unless you call it by name. And when you call it by name, that name is its truth. It is in its truth. You don't exist unless you stand up in your truth, honey, because if you live in the lie will dissipate. See, all of that is connecting to what the Brothers EP is all about. You know what I'm saying? Standing up to it, owning up to it, owning your shit, because you got to own it in order to get over it. If it's something you don't like, you can change it as long as you own it. If you fucked up, own up to it. Okay, yeah, I tore that up. Own it and then change it. Do better. That's the whole essence of the track, children. That's the whole essence. The truth. Okay? And yes, sometimes it's ugly. Sometimes we don't want to hear it. Sometimes it's hard. And yes, it hurts. But the truth is only going to hurt one time. Because after it's said and it pierces, then it's going to start to work. And it's going to start to get into it. It's going to start to open up. It's going to start to open up. And then when it opens up, honey, then what's going to happen? It's going to remove all of that poison, and it's going to leave you standing in that mirror to where you only have to deal with the truth. Come on, somebody. See, y'all going to get me preaching up in here, and I'm trying to end the damn show. But that all that is what has inspired me about this brother's EP. So, again, KyleKnightMusic.com for more information on everything Kyle Knight. It'll take you over to the link you to the Facebook page. It'll just go to Kyle Knight Music, and you'll find everything that you need to do there and carry it on. So, with that being said, honey, you may finish all of your crumpets, because the tea has been dished, and you've been dishing tea, my darlings, with Big Meech. If you love me, tell a friend, honey. If you hate me, tell an enemy. But do know this, one way, shape, style, form, or fashion, honey, this thing that I'm doing will move forward, and that is what? The truth. Ha! How about that one? Okay. Okay, that's what I'm talking about, Sharon. That's what I'm talking about. So I'm going to leave you guys. I played all of his music that I have in queue and things of that nature. But let me leave y'all with this, because I usually open up the show with this. But this is Ms. Desiree Coleman. Until we put our heads together, y'all know what we're going on. Y'all do what you can when you can for Houston. Get prepared for New Orleans, because this weather's going to transfer and hit New Orleans again real badly, they're predicting. So listen, children. Listen, we're in one of those times, honey. And I know you say you're a grown-ass man, you're a grown-ass woman, but your life is not yours for yourself. Your life is to be of service to one another, and you see what we're in. We got to get to our people, honey. So until we put our heads together, I'm going to end with that song. So that there, be that. Again, KyleKnightMusic.com, KyleKnightMusic.com for what? The truth. I'll talk with y'all again real soon, babies.
El mundo no teme, orará este que no nos juntémonos.